This is Dr. Berger from Ask a Better Professional Valentina Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y. The report is 849-61. Indicates the right lower quadrant pain. On the MRI of the abdomen, patient had in April 2023, showed right lower quadrant mass, noted that near the cecum, which raised suspicion of the cecal mass. So that's what patient had in colonoscopy. So this data was 8-14-90-51. So you should come up here. They want to see all the blood pressure. I'll record that perhaps you can ask it. And you should make sure you pass video. Today, you can ask it. You should find the same. The patient should play in the attention. We'll try to make sure you can find the coming in the second appendicular office, I saw appendicular mucosa appear to be thick and inflamed, and also appendicular office appeared to be having a white color discharge protruding through the appendicular office. Could this be a pus versus a mucinous cyst adenocarcinoma secretions? Certainly, it is less likely a fecal issue, it's more likely a problem happening in the appendix. So I took the picture and tried to clear out of the colon, quickly with suction of the air. The rest of the colon appeared unremarkable with adequate laparoscope, but rectum, which revealed the grade 3, grade 2, grade 3 internal hemorrhoids, and which also appeared to have a possibility of thickness mucosa right in the potential area. This could be a thickness with neoplastic adenocarcinoma, squamous carcinoma thickness versus hemorrhage, large hemorrhage. I did not do the biopsy because it was very proximate to the hemorrhoid and inflamed area. It was associated with surgery and application, finding colonoscopy of cecum, adequate prep, number 3, edematous mucosal thickness noted in the cecum, surrounding peri-appendicular orifice. The appendicular orifice appeared to be having a white color discharge coming out of the appendix. Raises suspicion of this being a pus versus the opening of the mucinous cyst adenocarcinoma of the appendix. Certainly less likely a cecal issue, more likely a problem in the disease of the appendix, which needs to be surgically resected. Number 4 is anorectal hemorrhoids with thickening of the mucosa in the rectal area. This suspicion could be a new plastic was implemented. Change the recommendation. Patient needs to be referred to patient for a colorectal surgeon to Dr. Samuel Gehusis for hemorrhoidectomy. Dr. Samuel Gehusis can be referred to Dr. Samuel Gehusis, the colorectal surgeon, for exploration right to the quadrant for the possibility of appendectomy and may also benefit from partial cecectomy. I'm going to give you some empiric antibiotics, Cipro and Flagyl, for like 7 days. Cipro will be 500 milligrams twice daily, Flagyl will be 500 milligrams 3 times daily for 7 days. And for the rectal area, I'm going to refer the patient to have endoscopic transrectal ultrasound to evaluate that inflamed area. Patient, depending on if it comes out to be a large hemorrhoid area, the patient might benefit from hemorrhoidectomy. Especially with stool softeners and a missile. I'll try patient to have this surgery of the appendix as soon as possible. The question is, could the patient may have a walled off appendicitis with appendiceal abscess? Since the patient is symptomatic this time, I'm going to try to have since the patient is not symptomatic this time, if the patient would have been symptomatic, I would have sent it to the ER, but since the patient is asymptomatic and been quarantined for some time, I'll have the patient surgical evaluation to have the patient surgical evaluation done in the next couple of days to have the surgery done within a week. The information has been sent to Dr. Samuel Gehusis and Dr. Farhan Sari. And notation, please send the card to Bishop Primary Care Boy, Dr. David Hazel N, and copy Dr. Farhan Sari, and copy Dr. Samuel DeBusser. And their procedure was April 29th, 2023. This is April 29th, 2023. 2023.